My name is Lee Sweeney. I'm head of the Penn Center for Orphan Disease Research and Therapy. Today we're having a bike ride to raise awareness and money to sponsor research in some of the rare diseases. By definition, an orphan disease affects less than 200,000 patients in the U.S., but many of them are literally a handful of patients in this country.
All right. We're going to get started with the staging.
My name is Brian Capole. I'm racing for my sons, Andrew and David. And actually, Andrew is riding as well. That's why we got the special bike for him. We're riding for Team NPC. NPC, Niemann-Pick C, which is a rare disease, which is going on with my son as their brain is deteriorating. And it's very rare. There's only like maybe 500 cases known throughout the world. There's people coming from Washington today to ride in the race. There's a team from Delaware. There's a team from Rhode Island. And we're from Philadelphia. There's eight of us riding for this team. Pedal to Persevere is our name.
We'll start with the longer ride, 70-mile ride.
I'm Patricia Ortiz, and I'm supporting the Million Dollar Bike Ride as a team captain for the LAM Foundation Easy Breathers team. I was diagnosed with LAM in the beginning of 2012. I found out about my disease just on accident. I had chest pains and couldn't breathe. All these lung collapses I had, and they were misdiagnosed for many years because from the outside I look very healthy, I'm in a good shape. No one would ever know that I have something that's wrong with me.
So what we're going to do is we're going to let you go on your
ride. I'm Patty Lynn Fitzgerald, my son David Fitzgerald, Connor Fitzgerald, he's 8, he has Pitt Hopkins, and Kylie Fitzgerald, she's 6. So Pitt Hopkins is a neurodevelopmental disorder that affects mobility and speech, cognitive development. None of the children speak. They do have receptive language, but there is little to no expressive language. That's probably the most difficult thing, to not know when your child is hurt or in pain, or just to hear them say they love you. So some kids aren't walking yet, but we're hopeful that all of them will walk eventually, and that, of course, we want everyone to learn to talk. Connor was the first child with Pitt Hopkins diagnosed at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and we searched for an answer for about 3.5 years, and he was, it took a long time and a lot of blood work and many tests, and as he was being tested, new research was coming out and they were able to test more genes. And we're so hopeful and grateful with this race that Penn will either conduct their own research or send out, get some grants out there for some other scientists that will help us make new discoveries.
This is going to be the first of many exciting events.
Have a great time. Be safe. Thank you for coming out.
All right, Nikki.